Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. Good morning to you all on this nice, actually beautiful Lord's Day, and welcome to Bethel Baptist Church. If you're visiting with us for the first time today, please take a tab off your bulletin and drop it in the collection plate. Fill it out, of course, and Pastor Otero would like to send you a thank you note for worshiping with us today. Our scripture reading for today, printed in your bulletin, is from Psalm 57, verse 7. My heart is confident in you, O God, my heart is confident. No wonder I can sing your praises. And our brother Victor Laurel, will be leading us in singing the first and last stanzas of the hymns this morning. So let us begin our worship with hymn number 36, A Mighty Fortress is Our God.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you again for coming to worship with us. Let's turn to our first hymn, number 36, A Mighty Fortress is Our God, and we'll sing the first and the last stanzas. Second hymn, number 334, Be Thou My Vision, 334. Turn to our last hymn, number 337. Teach me thy way, O Lord, number 337. And why don't we all rise as we sing our last song? Teach me thy way, O Lord. To walk aright, or by faith less
rest my sight. Lead me with heavenly light. Teach me thy way.
Verse 4.
My life shall last. Teach me thy way. Where my life begins, teach me thy way. Until the race is run, until the journey's done, until the crown is won, teach me thy way.
Thank you, Pastor Otero.
Thank you so much, Victor. And we are delighted to see Jim Bergen with us. I was visiting with him during the week. We have good chats. I will try to teach Spanish as I want to turn his television to Spanish. But it is a pleasure. It was a great surprise. And Jim, you just melted my heart to see your love for the Lord. Let's pray together. Our Heavenly Father, we read in 1 Chronicles chapter 16, blessed be the Lord God of Israel from everlasting to everlasting. And all the people said, amen, and praise the Lord. So we say today, amen, and we praise you, O God. We pray for our nation, America. We pray for our president, vice president. Help them to find a way in the dark. Give them light. Give them wisdom so we can be a nation that love the God of the Bible. May we be encouraged today through the promise and assurance that Jesus is coming again to take us with him into his presence forever and ever. As long as we are in this world, we have personal needs. Some are physical, some are sociological, some are psychological. And so we pray for Maida Kohn and lung cancer, Joshua Yalday, strength to walk normally, Mrs. Butone for cancer, Lewin family who moved to Los Banos and faithfully listened to us, Dwight and Rebecca 4C for healing power, bodily, mentally, and spiritually, for Ed Hernandez, dementia and recovery from stroke, Leonard Rice, rehabilitation and treatment. Lord, we have a lot of slides in many counties in California, and many people are without home, and we pray for mercy on those people who are affected, and we pray for provision to recover their life. Lord, we thank you that Jim Bergen is here today. We receive the news that he was failing. I visit with him. He hardly can stand, but he's with us. And we want to thank you, Father. Lord, for 35 years of ministry, we have missionaries. And for 35 years, we pray for them. Carol and Ruth Knott in Seville. Eusebio and Marisa Perez in Benalmadena, Spain. Giovanna and Barbara Vendaño in Guatemala. Marta Peretti in Buenos Aires, Argentina. Jose Marian Avila in the Caribbean and Central in South America. The Informed Choice, Gilroy, San Martin, Morin Hill in California. Daniel and Miriam Lacey in Oregon, Auto Training Shop. Fred and Carol Lewis with the Portland and Oregon Translation Training. And Pastor Edmund in Basarac Mission in Sonora, Mexico. May the joy of the Lord be expressed now through our offering. So bless the offering and bless the giver. In Jesus we pray. Amen. Thank you.
please take your Bibles now and turn to the book of Proverbs. If you're using the Burgundy Bible provided in the pew, please turn to page 720. If you're using the black covered Bible, please turn to page 726. That's the New King James. And we will be reading Proverbs chapter 2, verses 1 through 6. Will you please stand now for the reading of God's word, Proverbs chapter 2, verses 1 through 6. My son, if thou wilt receive my words and hide my commandments with thee, so that thou incline thine ear unto wisdom and apply thine heart to understanding. Yea, if thou cry after knowledge and lift up thy voice for understanding, if thou seekest her as silver and searchest for her as for hid treasures, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord giveth wisdom. Out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. Blessed is the word of God. Let us pray. Our gracious Father, we thank you for the great blessing we enjoy in having the freedom to assemble together to worship you and learn the great truths that you have given us in the scriptures. And by your grace, you have revealed yourself to us through your word so that we can understand that wisdom and knowledge begins with fearing you. And then we understand your great love and mercy in giving us the unspeakable gift of the Lord Jesus Christ, who bore our sins and suffered the consequences of our sin at the cross. We're forever grateful for such grace freely given when our great God and Savior died and rose again so that we might live eternally in your presence. Our praise and gratitude will never end for such a great salvation in accepting us in your beloved Son when we first believed. We love you, Lord, because you first loved us. We pray now for your servant, our teacher and pastor, Gabriel Otero. Bless him as he comes now to faithfully preach the word. Bless us and those listening on the radio and internet and CD with understanding, and help us to be the doers of your word. In the Lord Jesus' name we pray these things. Amen. Would you please be seated?